you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. And as you know, Marianne, on Mondays we talk often about prayer, but today being the Prime Life Times in Review, and we have a special story that we're going to be reading, penned by or typed in by Roger Weisgarber. In the old days, you'd say pen. In fact, one of the funny cartoons in the September edition is the little grandchild going to grandma or granddad. I can't remember, but he says, What's a pen pal? So in the old days, things were all penned down, but Roger typed this up. Thank you, God, for keyboards and technology. And Marianne will be reading it. It'll be, I think, an encouraging and informative story that'll be helpful. It's God honoring, and it's about some great people used of God.
Yeah.
But in light of the fact that this verse talks about prayer and Paul's passion for praying for Timothy and others, and us on Monday talking about prayer so much, the power of prayer is phenomenal. It's
God
activating sometimes on our behalf with the words that we share or how we intercede, or maybe in his divine goodness. I don't know how it all works, but he responds to prayers and always has the best answer.
Yes.
Maybe it's not what we're thinking or have prayed for, but he ultimately always knows what's best. And I'm thinking today, Tasha Schiffo, she's going to be having surgery. Some of you may know Tasha Schiffo. She's married to Pastor Jason Schiffo, who joins me most every Fridays and has been a part of this radio ministry 10 or 11 years. And he's talked a little bit on Fridays about the cancer treatment she's had and discovering an additional lump. So today she's going to be having surgery. And I asked some of the things that we could be praying for, at least mindful of, because I'm sure there's others that are going through cancer treatments now, or there's people that you know that have just come out of a treatment or may go into a treatment. And so this would be probably true of most people struggling with either learning about cancer or having cancer or dealing with cancer. And certainly you probably have friends. But some of the specifics that he mentioned, that from the doctor's perspective, that when he goes in to do the surgery, that there's no cancer there, that would be the ideal, a complete healing. And we know God can do that.
Yes, he can.
That God uses every bit of the giftedness in the doctors and his team. So
Definitely.
We're always praying for the physicians, the nurses, the support staff, all those that are involved, that the doctor gets all the cancer with good margins. So everything that needs to be discovered or found is found and taken out and removed, that there is no cancer or hint of cancer in the lymph nodes, because it just spreads. It's one of those things that sadly can take over parts of your body. And so we would pray that that would be minimized, or everything would be found and taken out, that Tasha is comforted. And so we would include, for any of the people that you'd be praying for, that you would name them by name before God, that they'd be comforted, and that God would renew us, since we both are pretty worn out and weary. It is getting harder to just do normal things. And that's true of most everyone with cancer dealing with it. It sometimes becomes all-consuming, where it's the topic of conversation and it's like a new normal that gets talked about. And Jason mentioned this on one of the programs. You know, you go to the mailbox and there's bills about the cancer, and there's doctor appointments, and there's conversations, and people sometimes don't know what to talk about, and it's hard to return to just normal things when cancer can take someone's life. So we will be praying up Jason and Tasha and the whole Schiffo clan and all of you that have concerns about cancer. So Marianne, how about praying up some of these requests for all those that are dealing with cancer?
God, there's so many facts and so many pieces of knowledge and hope and fear and everything all wrapped up together when we deal with diseases and problems like this. Lord, right now we just want to come to you and pray for Tasha. I pray that you would show your hand magnificently here. I pray that others would pray for her and for everybody they know who's dealing with these difficulties. Lord, we need to not just accept that, oh, so-and-so has this, so-and-so has that. We need to be on our knees and pray this stuff out of their lives so they can be fulfilled and they can fulfill their purpose. Lord, right now we just lift up the Schiffo family and pray your powerful blessing would rain down upon them this day and in the future days. We pray it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. It's interesting, it came to mind, yesterday's program, we opened up with Romans 8:28, you know, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purposes, and we talked about it, and I'm thinking about Tasha's testimony. She works at the U of I, doing various things with camps and scheduling
yeah,
and such,
it's a good
but
job. I like
she
it.
Overlooks,
great.
Or her office is very near overlooking the football field,
yeah.
So she sees many athletes and coaches and support staff, and she's like a beaming witness there because she's lost all of her hair and she doesn't hide it or put a scarf on that I know of. I mean, maybe she does it sometimes,
yeah,
but
sure.
People obviously know and touch base, and she's delightful and full of energy and wants to live out her life as best she can. So she's doing everything kind of normally, but she's been a real witness and a testimony. I think a story Jason shared the other day, she just wanted to love on some of the staff members there. They all love her. You know, the younger college kids look up to her as like mom or, you know, whatever. They come by her desk, as do other associates, people that she works with. So she brought in a bunch of homemade, I can't remember if they're chocolate chip cookies or something, like a big bunch of them. She's a great cook.
Yeah.
And she's very healthy in the things she cooks. So all natural ingredients and such. Anyways, because they're right next to the special dietary area, because they feed all these athletes and they have these buffet dinners, and there's like three kinds of food. Like if you need to gain weight, you go over there. If you're this, or you need to lose weight,
and I need to go there.
They have like free smoothies and all this
fabulous
food, shrimp and lobster. And I mean, anyways, the dietitian or whatever looked at the cookies and just, their regulations or whatever, and she had to end up bringing them home. But it's like the word got out that whoever frowned on these homemade cookies, even though they were delicious and yummy and, you know, filled with TLC, I think she had to bring them all home.
Well, I'm sure they were very gratefully enjoyed by others.
Yeah. So anyways.
I love chocolate chip cookies.
But
one of my favorites.
Used this cancer, I think, as an opportunity to bring glory to God. And isn't that what we'd all want to do in our best moments, you know, bring glory to God through trying circumstances? And yesterday when Melissa shared some of her faith journey, losing a husband at like 35, in her, you know, mid-30s, and all the heartaches and raising two children and the disappointments that life can serve you.
Yeah.
And yet she was steadfast in the knowledge and the fact that God loved her, God created her, and that he would work through everything. And he's brought her to the Salvation Army. And it was a good testimony. So if you missed yesterday's program, Testimony Tuesday, it's always fun to share. But Romans 8:28 was her key verse.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that became a verse for maybe many of you that are maybe struggling or don't understand. And I also exhorted people, Marianne, that maybe don't know God, because that verse is, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of key to begin that relationship with God and get to know him, because he does love you. And then things sometimes get revealed where if you don't know God, or you reject God, or don't believe he exists, you kind of miss out on that opportunity, that love relationship, because he delights in you. He wants you to come to know him through the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you do come to know him, he will work through situations. And that's why that verse can say that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So he is very intentional and purposeful in working through your life today, but you got to get to know him. And I think when you get to know him, you'll embrace his love and you'll bear through some of the hard times.
Yeah.
But we're praying you up, Tasha and
you
Jason
bet.
And the Schiffo clan and all of you that maybe are experiencing cancer, or disappointment, or health issues, or job challenges. Know that as a ministry, we believe in the power of prayer. We do practice it, and we thank God that he's a good, generous, gracious God to respond to our requests.
You have our heart.
Amen. Well, Roger has our heart. He had a little mishap the other night on the way home from the singing, man. We're thanking God that he's healthy and whole and made it out on our Saturday concert in Leroy and was here Monday night. He's like our singing men chaplain. Yeah. So
you guys got rained out.
We got rained out, but we got moved to the Leroy High School. Great accommodations, great sound system, and the acoustics in that room were fun. And so we had a celebratory time on Monday night, but Roger makes it for that and led out with a devotional thought and closed our time with prayer, and that's something that he wrote about to some degree.
Yeah, this is Roger's column, Musically Speaking, in the August edition on page A9. Ira Sankey, Moody's Get 'em Singing Man.
Get 'em Singing Man.
Ira David Sankey was born in 1840 in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania. I struggled with that. I started to correct that word, Edinburgh, because I thought it was Scotland. It's Edinburgh with no H, Pennsylvania. One of nine children born to David and Mary Sankey. His father, in his own way, was rather famous.
In his own way?
Yeah. Well, Ira got real famous.
Yeah.
His father served as public tax collector, a member of the House of Representatives, and was elected to the state Senate. He also headed up the movement for the creation of Lawrence County out of a much larger Pennsylvania county.
I guess I jumped in his own way, because some people would say something like, we'll just say Joe Smith is here. Joe Smith is a legend in his own mind. Okay, you've heard that before.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's what came to mind.
That's right.
Sorry.
That's great. So his father would go on to serve as president of the First Bank of Newcastle. This is a quote. I'm afraid that boy will never amount to anything, lamented Mr. Sankey of his son, Ira. All he does is run around the country with a hymn book under his arm. In 1861, Ira enlisted in the Union Army. During his service in the Civil War, he often led singing for religious services held in camp. When he returned to Pennsylvania after the war, Ira worked with his father for several years in the IRS, which had been formed in 1862 to raise taxes to defray the costs of the Civil War.
Gosh, I didn't know that.
On September 9th, 1863, Ira married Frances Edwards, daughter of a state senator and member of Sankey's choir. In 1870, he was appointed delegate to the International Convention of the YMCA in Indianapolis. There was a distinct lack of enthusiasm in the singing. And a fellow delegate said, you can sing, Sankey. Why don't you sing something, stir up this crowd? He did. Afterward, he met Dwight L. Moody, who asked him to join him in Chicago to help him in his Christian ministry. Ira's initial response to Moody was, I can't. Moody replied, you must. I've been looking for you for 8 years. Much later, after Ira had earned the reputation of being the greatest gospel singer of his time, had written some of the finest hymn tunes, had published many hymn books, and had his name established on both sides of the Atlantic as a household word, he modestly said, I'm no musician. Indeed, I'm no singer. Those are the words of a man who, when called on to sing a solo appropriate for a sermon on the Good Shepherd, and finding nothing suitable in his hymnal, put a poem on the music rack, put his fingers on the organ keys, and began singing the words as the tune came to him. He did this in front of a packed auditorium, and that's how Ira composed the music for the hymn, The 90 and 9. The melody we still use for that hymn. So it was that Sankey sang the first piece of music he ever wrote before he wrote it. Traveling in Ireland with evangelist D.L. Moody in 1874, Ira came upon a poem on a little printed leaflet. The verses were by an English clergyman, Samuel O'Malley Clough, also, that's C-L-O-U-G-H, also spelled Clough, C-L-U-F-F. It's likely that Clough's poem would have been lost and forgotten were it not for the uncanny ability and alertness of this untrained singer, who as a boy had run about his native Pennsylvania with a hymn book under his arm. When Ira read Clough's poem, he saw the potential for a heart-touching hymn. He set the poem to music and sang it all over Ireland, Scotland, England, and the United States. And here are the first two verses and the refrain Ira adapted from Pastor Clough's words set to the second tune Ira ever wrote. And here's the song. I'm praying for you. I have a Savior. He's pleading in glory, a dear loving Savior, though earth's friends be few. And now he's watching in tenderness over me. And oh, that my Savior were your Savior too. I have a Father. To me he's given a hope for eternity, blessed and true. And soon he'll call me to meet him in heaven. But oh, that he'd let me bring you with me too. For you, I'm praying. For you, I'm praying. For you, I'm praying. I'm praying for you.
Amen.
Mr. Sankey was a noble man, a servant of God. He donated a new building to the Newcastle, Pennsylvania YMCA, but he'd spend his last few years of his life in blindness, passing away in 1908 at the age of 68 at his Brooklyn, New York home. This is the Byline. Monticello, Illinois resident Roger combines his interest in music and history. Roger _ Wisegarver, Wisegarver, at MSN.com.
And there's a picture here, 1906, Ira D. Sankey, Brooklyn, New York, with that beard from those times.
I know.
I don't know what you call it.
I don't
it,
either. But,
strange
it's like looking.
It coming out of the sides.
It's like those guys at the bank in Mary Poppins, you know.
It's a great picture in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the August edition, which we're just finally, I think, sending the September edition
to the press
today. Yeah, and it'll be printed in the next few days and then out and about next week. And so
you were perked up and looked like you wanted to say something at this.
Well, at one point I wrote something down.
Okay.
It was kind of like, a legend in his own mind. But every time, Sing to the Bay, is it Loretta Lynn? Is it Coal Miner's Daughter? Like the very famous
that is Loretta
country.
Lynn. Yeah.
Well, I can't remember her husband, if it's Drew or Sing to the Baby, Loretta. I can't sing. Sing to the Baby, Loretta.
That's great.
Sing to the Baby, Loretta.
That's great.
So I couldn't think of her name. I just put down Sing to the Baby, but Drew, I can't sing.
Did pretty good at that. I love this phrase when Moody goes up to him and he says, I want you to join the ministry. And Ira says, I can't. And he goes, you must.
Yeah.
I've been looking for you.
I think I've done that a time or two with people.
No, you're in. You're here.
Yeah. I think one of our board members, when the person was kind of waffling a little, not sure, and I returned with the message, this is God speaking. You are supposed to help Mark first.
That's dreadful.
She still tells
funny.
That story
Does
to this
she?
Day. Yeah. God speaking. Okay, sure.
Oh.
This is the August edition of the Prime Life Times, available at about 400 area locations. Pick up your free edition today. And if you want to help by volunteering and delivering, Bob Dickey, bless his heart, he's now with the Lord
in
the Lord's
is.
Presence. But we have Jim Golden stepping in, taking on some of his route, and Jerry Sanders in Gibson City. He's going to maybe do Gibson City. And we're trying to parcel out portions of it because Bob had such a large territory. And it'd be great to get somebody in the Bloomington Normal area, maybe somebody around Decatur. And we were getting papers delivered down to Taylorville, but that volunteer now doesn't have a route that way.
Wow.
But if you live in an area throughout central Illinois or west central Indiana, we would love to have some assistance. It maybe would mean just a half a day somehow meeting up with one of our deliverers, and then you could take papers to your town. I know there's somebody in Elliott, I think, that's willing to maybe cover three or four places in her town. And so if you live in around Villa Grove, I mean, there's lots of areas. If you're in a town, even Champaign-Urbana, you can help.
If you're in a town, I'd love it. Even people in the country can help.
You can. Like Moody said, you can. You saying you can't? No, you can.
No, he said you must, but we won't do that.
Yeah. But anyways, if you would like to help, like I said, at the commitment, maybe once or twice in the whole month, just a few miles where you would drive around and help deliver our papers or find new locations for us, that would be great. Just give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. All right, listener mail.
I know, we've got some here. We've got time?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I've got Karen from Macon, Illinois.
Hey, Karen.
Hey. Oh, this is great. Joyce, I hope you're listening. She says, we welcome Joyce. She wrote this to WLUJ. Into her new position as station manager of WLUJ. Wow. how exciting. May God bless her, bless her family. And then she goes on to just say how much she loves the staff up there. And you all do an amazing job, and you're so appreciated.
Yeah, we had our Zoom call yesterday, Marianne.
Yeah.
You were part of that. And Joyce is standing tall there in Springfield. And
well, she's
yes,
not
she's
that
not,
tall.
Yeah, that's
she
right.
But
actually,
she stands
she
tall.
Sits. Like, her and Karen are in the rockers.
They're I know. Really, I love that. Yeah. When we have those meetings, they just look so peaceful.
Yeah,
Karen rocks their, with such an easy going.
Yeah, you know? it's kind of fun. The Zoom.
It is.
Thank you, God, for that technology where we can get all of our team together. And we had a few different board members on our call, so we appreciate that. This comes from Danny and Betty from Rantoul. Mark and friends, thanking God for all and what you do to promote God's message of salvation. Listening to the programs every day always gives me joy, capital J. I praise God for all he does. Love, Betty. Thank you, Betty. Thank
nice.
You for your support.
Yes, thank you. This is from Mike and Vicky in Rantoul.
Oh, longtime supporters of the station. Hi,
she's,
Mike and Vicky.
She says, that, I think it's her, great news radio, exclamation mark. You live up to your name. Keep up the great work. Blessings.
Amen. Thank you. This comes from Albert and Marion, it looks like, and looks like it's maybe Marion's handwriting. Thank you for your wonderful, and that's underlined, programs, double exclamation point. God bless, exclamation point. I always get all the exclamation
that's
points.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that, well, maybe that's something that you attract to yourself, all
yeah,
these exclamation points.
Some of those
points.
Envelopes just end up in my hands.
That's right. This is from D in Hudson.
Hey, D.
Yeah. Hey, D. Thank you for your ministry. I don't know what I'd listen to if there was not such a station. I listen daily.
And we'll close out with Perry from Pulaski, Illinois. It's on a response card for the Friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, and WLUJ Family of Stations. Thank you for all you do in spreading the truth with quotations as stated in the Bible, exclamation point.
Wow. Ending on an exclamation point.
Thank you. And this is Perry from Pulaski, Illinois.
All right.
Well, thanks, everyone, for being a part of today's broadcast, listening in, tuning your dial or listening device to one of our 19 frequencies or our three formats on streaming audio. We appreciate you taking the time to tune in and be a part of our radio listening family.
I'd like to just say a special blessing on the Shufo family today.
Amen. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.